This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, it's time now for us to focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, the News Talk Radio business, with the folks from the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang. Our experience, our conversations during the week, some of them have wrapped themselves around the top 10 items, some of them not necessarily, but we all have opinions, and so this is a good way for us to stimulate our minds and stimulate yours with thoughts about the stories that Talkers Magazine says are at the top of the heap for the week of September 12th to the 16th. Thus, Victoria Keelan, Richard McFadden, and I will work our way through these stories, not spending much time on number 10 because it's sports activity, and we don't need to rehash most of what's gone on there. We can rehash some of it when we get to the people list, because there are a couple of sports celebrities or personalities that are on that list. At number 9 this week, the Wells Fargo Bank, 5,300 employees fired because they scammed the bank, they scammed their customers, all in the name of making more money. Who would have thunk it?
And all of those 5,300 people will be working at other banks,
next week.
Yeah.
That's very true. Yep. Number 8, this guy nobody would have known. He called Obama a son of a bitch, 3 weeks ago? And now everybody seems to be talking about this fellow Duterte, who apparently before he became the president of the Philippines was the mayor of one of their larger towns and was responsible, according to the allegations, for having 1,000 people put to death. Sounds like a charming fellow, somebody you'd want to be your president. So what happens to this guy after the fact, who knows? The only thing I find interesting about him, frankly, is his name, Duterte. That sounds like, what do you do with that? Is it something that you eat, you throw rocks at? What is that? Hey, Duterte.
Any bets that President Obama, while sitting in Air Force One after he wouldn't let him off of the plane and call him the SOB, told somebody to dig up dirt on this guy and let's spread it around?
No, Richie, that wouldn't happen.
Somebody,
you
somebody put a target on this guy's back.
Well,
after
where's the dirt, though? I mean, we don't know.
Dirt is that he killed 1,000
people. Did he kill 1,000 people?
Well, but wasn't that already known before this happened?
Apparently not.
No, I never
heard.
Well,
it was probably known locally. Yeah. But was it known? We didn't know it.
Let's well, it's an international spotlight now.
Right. Yes. Okay. Number 7 is been there, done that on the countdown list this week. The commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service is being impeached. Why do we have to impeach the commissioner? Why can't we just fire him?
Right. I was wondering that, too.
What is this about? You go through this source. Well, the president won't fire him. And so, therefore, the Republicans in the House think they ought to get rid of him because of what supposedly the IRS did to the Republican agencies, the 501c3s, nonprofits that were helping candidates or they were involved in some other pursuit. Everybody's looked at this, no matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you look at this kind of thing with disgust and disdain, mostly because you don't want to get caught doing it. It gets done all the time, but you don't want to get caught. And they get caught because they were really not very bright about the way they did it, and it was pretty obvious what they were doing. So this has been going on, though, for what, 3-4 years? This thing's been dragged around for years. And
so that's an appointment position, correct?
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
It's an administrative appointment. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're appointed by the president, that's why they impeach.
So the president says, I don't want to fire this guy, and Republicans said, we want to get him out of there. So this becomes an election year issue of sorts.
Does it change with every new president?
Commissioner of the IRS?
Yeah.
They're at the discretion, like any other agency.
Or you can leave the person there.
Right.
Yeah, you can do what you want.
The Constitution gives Congress the power of impeachment to remove elected officials and civil servants from office for treason, bribery, or other high crimes.
Hey, it's treason. That's high crimes and misdemeanors. Yeah, let's go get him. I don't even know what the guy's name is, do you?
No.
Anybody know what his name is?
It is John Koskinen.
With a name like that, he should get impeached. Get him out of there. Like Copernicus. All right, let's see here. This is somebody who should be impeached. Let's get rid of Copernicus. Right? Impeach him.
He's got a contract. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here.
For those of us who may be new listening to the show, that's Doug's way of saying Colin Kaepernick. We're not actually talking about a long, long dead.
Copernicus is long gone, yes.
Yeah.
That's true. He spelled his name differently. Okay, anyway, next, number six on the list of talkers' important news talk topics this week. The nuclear tests going on in North Korea or by the North Koreans. Didn't Japanese shoot down one of them? Shoot down a missile? Seems to me that was this week or last week.
I thought this week that the South Koreans are on high alert and that they were considering taking action.
Somebody sooner or later is going to send in a team and they're going to bump this little squirt off. I don't know what is behind him, though. Who's the next person
exactly.
in line? Some militarist,
right.
Probably.
That's where we always get in trouble.
Mini-me.
The dilemma here is that Chinese really controls this area, and they don't want to. They kind of like having that there, but they also know that they need our money to buy all of the iPhones and everything, so they have to kind of help us out. And the other dilemma here is that North Korea and Iran are basically in cahoots when it comes to developing nuclear weapons.
Yep.
And that's a scary thing.
Yeah. Well, it's unnecessary to let it. Thanks to us for helping the Iranians out there, which will help the North Koreans out.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Because North Korea doesn't have any money. That's for sure.
Right.
Okay. So those are the, let's see, number 10 to number 6. We'll go through number 5 to number 1. Then we'll go through the people list with Victoria Rich. I'm Doug. 13 past the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In every state, drivers with medical issues can get handicapped signs to display on their car windshields. They are cut in the shape of a hanger, so they can be attached to the rearview mirror. But if you hang one in your car, you could get a ticket, just as you can for hanging an air freshener, a parking permit, or a pair of foam rubber dice. Illinois police pulled over 38,000 drivers in 1 year for hanging something on their mirrors, even signs issued by the state. Instead of looking at what's on the mirror, they should look through the lens of liberty and ask if the Constitution gives the government any authority to determine whether you can have an air freshener in your car.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Here's your health care update with America's health care advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, Relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, it's now 17 after the hour. You're listening to an overview of the items from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. A lot of good conversation this week. And I'm not saying I picked two or three of these out myself for interest. The number five thing on the list is what's going on in the Middle East. There's nothing about anything going on in the Middle East that intrigues me. What about you, Victoria? You, Richie?
It seems like it's the same old thing. It's horrible. There doesn't seem to be a solution. I don't know.
But it always affects us.
Nobody's got the balsam to do it.
That's why it's on the list, because it does affect us.
Well, it affects us now because of the refugee policy, which is actually number three on the list this week. The immigration policy. President Obama has suggested that we ought to have 25,000 more refugees brought in here than already, 67,000 is the number that was agreed upon earlier in the year. Now another 25,000. There's nothing about that that excites me. I don't see it. I don't see the need for it, even though you can make an argument that all of this is our fault and all the refugees should be coming here. But we wouldn't have to have the refugees coming here if we straighten out the problem over there by getting rid of the problem there. But we don't have we just don't have leadership.
I just had a great idea.
What's that, Richard?
Ford is moving one of their plants for building small cars down to Mexico.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we have Ford hire the refugees, put them up in Mexico, and let them work in the plants and give them jobs?
Good idea. Along with a lot of the immigrants from Mexico that are coming up here, why bother? Just stay there.
Give the Syrians and the Mexicans jobs in Mexico, and everybody's happy.
And then you can help. That'll help raise taxes to build a wall on the southern end of Mexico to keep the Guatemalans, the El Salvadorians, and everybody else that's coming across the border there to get to America. The Mexicans don't like them coming across the border there, but the tubes that they used in Cuba are all deflated and they can't float out that far anyway. So
I'm so glad that we just solved Mexico's problems.
We've solved the problem.
We don't need to consult with them. We'll just hand them our proposal.
Yep,
here you go. Just
absolutely.
Do it.
Yep. We'll take 10%. Okay, let's see here. Number four. The national anthem protesters and the protests going on at the games. So we saw some last Sunday, was it? It was the first night of the season.
Dolphins, Seahawks.
Yeah. But how many of them now have had players who just kneel down during the
game? I feel like it's every game now, right?
Yeah.
Someone has either
five or six teams
knelt or put their fist in the air.
So nobody's going to pay any attention to it because it'll get overdone. Right? But right now, when people do that, the stands are filled with boo! 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 And then there are a few people that cheer for them. But mostly it's booze. But does it affect the way they play the game? Doesn't seem to be.
No. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, I think he said last week that he's fine with everybody doing this as long as it doesn't get too far and as long as it doesn't, become a bigger distraction.
Yeah, meanwhile, if you try to wear red, white, and blue cleats to pay honor to 9/11 victims, they'll fine you.
Fine you, yeah.
Yeah.
What a hypocritical
So here's how we handle Mr. Goodell.
The worst, yeah.
Boo! Boo! Sound like a cow in heat, though, actually. I may do a little bit better. Okay, anyway, so that's the story on the protest. But I will have a moment or two set aside for Colin Copernicus in the next half hour. Get to the people list.
I feel like I should have Garrett Morrison translate that for you. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. You're going to be Garrett Morris?
Yeah. You know when you stand in the corner? Yeah. Colin Kaepernick!
Thank you. Garrett McFadden.
That's me.
At 21 past the hour. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here to make your conversational life better, the Good Day folks and folks from DJV working together, I call this work, but discussing together the issues of the week, courtesy of the list that's provided every weekend by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 topics of the week, where actually I've gone through most of them except for number two and number one. This is sort of an aside. Maybe I should, let me save... Don't let me forget what I just said, Richie. Aside, I want to go back to...
Aside, let me write that down. Yeah. Hold on one second. I got a big red marker here.
Aside. Gotcha. Not a song.
Is that one word or two?
Aside. Aside. Thank you.
Gotcha. All right.
The health issue number two, the interesting way that Donald Trump decided to present his health records to Dr. Oz, and that, although the side conversation about Dr. Oz from... people who are so arrogant and disrespectful of someone who is as good at what he does as Oz is, he just makes more money than most of them because he's smarter than most of them, and they don't like that because nobody wants to see somebody make more money than they're making, so let's go get him. And so that became a sidebar issue, but Donald Trump there presenting his... And it was fun the way he asked the... he looked at Oz, and he looks in the audience, and he says, I got my records. You want to see him? And they're all, yeah, yeah. And Oz says, can I look at him? And Trump says, yeah, I guess so. Look at the audience. And you know, it's just a play. It's mm-hmm. theater.
Meanwhile, he's none of Trump's people knew he was going to do this.
No, they didn't know it at all.
They had told Oz, no, you're not getting any records. You're not getting this. You'll just get this information.
All right. So he walks out and gives him his file. So that comes back around to the discussion of Hillary Clinton's people and how badly they handled the weekend before her getting pneumonia. All it did was bring about more focus on whether she tells the truth or she doesn't, because her staff basically just lied about what was going on with her. And they seem to be pretty good at that, because you can find three or four other instances of late where they have just not told the truth about what was going on with her. And so she continues to have to fight that image, which will not help her in the polls, won't help her at the election. There are people who would otherwise vote for her who just don't trust her. And so that's her. That instead of her being president, if she loses, her legacy will be, I didn't trust her, so I didn't vote for her. And that certainly when it comes to the health issue, I think that's paramount here. They just made a mess. They booted that. And what would be the harm in telling the truth? What's the harm in telling the truth, no matter what the issue is, no matter where you are in life? What's the problem? Why can't you tell the truth?
And you've got a person who is collapsing on the side of the street.
Yeah.
From dehydration, pneumonia, whatever it is. And what do her people do instead of showing care and concern for her? They make a bubble around her so that you can't film it. And it's just...
So trite.
It was very, very,
it was dirty.
Very badly handled.
It just, you felt dirty watching it.
Right. Now, does she orchestrate that, or does she just enable the people around her, like Mrs. Weiner, to do that? Is it enabling? She say, whatever. Does it roll all the way to the top where the buck stops, or is she a level removed from it? And is it the people around her, or do the people around her just reflect what she's really all about?
Come on.
I think if she's in that kind of state where she's wobbling and Doug, you and I both this past season have had pneumonia. I mean, I don't think she's really calculating while she's passing out. I think her staff
course
is
of action.
I don't know. I think she did. I think in true Hillary fashion, she just wanted to plow ahead. I think she just didn't want to take time off. She wanted to just keep going, and her health caught up with her.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt many times. In this instance, I do not. But that's me. I think that you, at this stage in her life, she ought to be focused on the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well, she didn't say that she didn't have pneumonia.
She
didn't,
but the people around her were all full of nonsensical stuff.
Well, they said that she had allergies and the coughing fit and everything, but they didn't say that she didn't have pneumonia.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Newbiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Newbiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 34 at the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV crowd, Rich McFadden at the controls. Also speaking with us and about the issues of the week, because this hour every week is devoted to the people in the Good Day program and the DJV crowd talking about what Talkers Magazine says are the top 10 items in conversation. They monitor all the talk radio programs and stations and hosts around the country to come up with this list, and then every once in a while, we'll throw in a few anecdotal items that either are complementary, supplementary to the main items. But number one this week, make no mistake about it, is the presidential race continuing with a focus on Hillary and Donald. And now Gary Johnson got an endorsement this week from the New Hampshire Union Leader, which is a very powerful paper in the Northeast. New Hampshire influences Vermont voters, Maine voters, some Massachusetts voters. So this won't hurt him. He still doesn't have enough. This is the outrage of this kind of thing, how close the club is. Somebody decided someplace that you got to have 15% approval rating in some poll in order to show up on the presidential debates, which is pretty damned outrageous, if you ask me.
It is.
I want to hear this guy. Don't you want to? Don't we all? Rich, you
want to
hear this guy?
I would love to see him in a debate.
If not for anything else, just to force the rest of them to have to talk about different things.
Exactly.
Right. Real issues, thank you.
Conversation.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think this was the first time in, 100 years that this newspaper endorsed someone other than a Republican.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And the first time
a lot
ever.
About how they feel about Trump. I mean, it's...
I remember being in... Remember I did the broadcast from the New Hampshire primary, the day of the primary? And that night, I was only up there for a day. It was enough. That night, he went with his family to an Italian restaurant on the main street in Manchester and had a great time. They just took a table in the middle of the room. And everybody came in, autographs, talked to him. And they had a nice family party. From all accounts I get, even for people that don't like Trump, it really looked like everybody in the family was on board and they were having a nice time. You hear all kinds of things. How do you know how to decide? It's really difficult. I'm back and forth on this, and I really at this point don't know what to do. I do know that I want Gary Johnson to be heard. And I want Bill Weld to be heard. And the fact that the elitist, this is really the elitist East Coast or West East, the coastal elitist newspapers and news media, leaving this guy out just because they want to and just because they can. So they do. And that's really, there's a real blight in the American news media because of this and in our process because of it as well. So, how many of you know what RCV is?
I do. I know
RCV.
One.
I know one.
I can't remember. Rectal.
Thank you. Ranked. Put an end to this conversation. Ranked choice voting.
Yes.
This is a ballot system that allows voters to rank their choices of candidates for office in order of their preference rather than just selecting one. What if we had that kind of system? If you don't know what it is, let's spend a minute talking about ranked choice voting. Advocates of this say this type of ballot could change some of the things that we like least about our presidential process. And it's time we changed it. Time we got rid of the Electoral College. I've been on the air doing, I started doing talk radio in 1974. And every time there's an election, doesn't make any difference whether it's a four-year presidential election or a gubernatorial election, but it's more noticeable here in these four-year presidential elections because of how unfair and what seemed to be almost illegal. How can it be that we have one man, one vote, we're saying that out of one side of our mouth, the other side of the mouth, Electoral College actually is who elects the president. That's complete and utter hypocrisy. And so this is aimed at affecting that somewhat. It would, I think, expedite a reduction in negative campaigns. Candidates run not only for those first choices, but to be second, as well as going negative on one another has an adverse effect on their own campaign. Are we hearing anything positive out of these people?
Certainly not the two major.
No.
It's all this rat-rat on Hillary or rat-rat on Donald Trump. So what are the programs? I did see this week, though, some of the proposals, some of the things that Trump supposedly wants to put into effect. But how convincing is he when he, you know as well as I do, he didn't write the speech. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's just, okay, we got to have a policy speech, so let's do one on the military. But still, the support there is for what we all, or I shouldn't say, it's not fair to say what we all, but many of us, most of us, want change. We don't want hope and change anymore, because we all know what kind of blarney that was. But we don't like the system, and the Electoral College, back to that, is one of the things we don't like. We don't like a lot of stuff. The states that are using the system now, the military, people who vote overseas, to ensure that their votes can be counted in case of a runoff, do their ranked choices. And it's being used in local elections, Minneapolis, San Francisco, an example of that. Fair Vote, which is the largest voter advocacy group in our country, says, quote, if you're talking about Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, a lot of people look at them and they say, oh, they're going to take votes away from Hillary, or they're going to take votes away from Donald Trump. And by doing that, they're going to effectively help the candidate they least like. Rank choice voting frees you from that burden. There's no spoiler effect.
You don't have to think about strategy. You just vote for the person that you want the most, and then you put the second choice, third choice.
Where did
this
come from?
To me, this is such a simple solution.
Who started this? Where did this start? Do you know?
Where
it
started?
Isn't this kind of what they do in Britain?
I don't know. I'm asking a question because I don't know.
Well, no, they don't have rank. They just have more candidates.
In England? Yeah,
in
you
England,
can choose
right.
from a bunch of different parties.
But you can only choose one.
You rank them. But, ranking them in some countries, now that I'm thinking about it, let me see. In countries where they're electing a prime minister, it's more common in a prime minister race than it is in a presidential race. I think countries that you see prime ministers being elected, that's the way that it's done.
In
South America. In Israel, I think there's a lot of that going on. But they have to form, in Germany, they have to form
a party.
coalition governments.
Yeah.
From various parties, because they got so many parties. That's where that comes in, I think, as much as anything else.
My wife is from Colombia, and she votes there still, and they have runoffs. You have to have more than 50% of the vote, or else there's a second election.
Well, I think there's something to be said for this.
This would actually, I think, end runoffs.
Yeah.
Because it would just go to the second choice person, right? I think that's how it would. It simplifies the whole system.
And my only concern would be watering down to where right now it's a small percentage of the electorate who actually elects the president. Now it would be even a smaller percentage of the electorate who actually elects the president.
How do you figure that?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, what, 40-some percent can vote in a new president. You could get to the point where if we were voting or had 8-10 people to vote for, where 20% of the electorate actually decides who's going to run the country.
But why do we need the electorate anymore? I don't understand
why
the Electoral College. Yeah, why do we need that?
We should absolutely be looking at that. Chuck Todd has an argument saying that. They look at all the different scenarios for the election, right? There is one scenario that could actually tie Clinton and Trump at 269, needing to get to 270. Neither one of them does. And it all hangs on one county in Nebraska.
Great.
And it's a long shot, but it's a possibility. Hmm. And this Electoral College stuff, it needs to be
look at how crooked it was used to get George Bush the presidency in Florida. Mm-hmm. And keep Al Gore from getting it. Al Gore had the popular vote, had more votes than George Bush, so he should have run. The person who gets the most popular votes should win. End of story. No Electoral College.
But then you have a problem, because then all the people in the middle of the country don't have a voice.
Why?
Then you have New York and Los Angeles basically decide, because that's where all the population is, and you have one political ideology in those two major cities.
What are you talking about? Everybody votes. One person, one vote, no matter what state you're in.
Right.
You're not carrying a state. Your vote speaks. No. Total number of votes in the country to go to J or B or
Nebraska,
A.
Nebraska, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, all of those people would have no voice. That's why there's an Electoral College.
How do you figure that?
But, I don't understand that either, because their voice would be their vote. They actually would get to vote for the person that they really want to vote for.
You're talking like a guy with a paper butt, Richie. The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of this week's list of the top 10 people being discussed. I don't think there's going to be any surprises. Well, maybe there are a couple of names that you haven't heard before. At number 10, Rodrigo Duterte appears to be number one on the scum bucket list, not only here but all around the world for any number of reasons, including the allegations that he killed 1,000 people when he was mayor of a city in the Philippines. At number 9, John Koskinen, who is the new IRS commissioner who the Republicans want to impeach because he hasn't done anything to clean up the IRS. Gee, what a surprise that is, huh? At number 8, Kim Jong-un. What do you have to say about him? Number 7, everybody teases me because I call him Copernicus. I call him other things, but things that I can't say on the air because I don't have any use for guys like this. Really, I don't. Even though I'm a supporter of freedom of speech, I just find his actions to be shallow, frankly. Colin Kaepernick. Number 6, Vladimir Putin, speaking about shallow. Number 5, Colin Powell and the email hacking and what he said about people like the person in the number 4 position, Bill Clinton. You can't say on the radio what he put in his email. Number 3, President Obama. Number 2, would-be President Clinton. And number 1, would-be President Trump. It seems to me like he's relaxing, even though he's trying to be more statesmanlike and more presidential. He is still sort of, maybe this is a sign of the times. He goes on with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show and lets Jimmy Fallon mess with his hair. Thus the list and commentary on the people who are being discussed this week on News Talk Radio, according to research at Talkers Magazine. 44 past the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, Relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In every state, drivers with medical issues can get handicapped signs to display on their car windshields. They are cut in the shape of a hanger, so they can be attached to the rearview mirror. But if you hang one in your car, you could get a ticket, just as you can for hanging an air freshener, a parking permit, or a pair of foam rubber dice. Illinois police pulled over 38,000 drivers in 1 year for hanging something on their mirrors, even signs issued by the state. Instead of looking at what's on the mirror, they should look through the lens of liberty and ask if the Constitution gives the government any authority to determine whether you can have an air freshener in your car.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Here's your health care update with America's health care advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, quickly, let's go through the people list here as we associate our thoughts with the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories, the top people being discussed on News Talk radio stations around the country. At number 10, Rodrigo Duterte. Wash your mouth out after you say that. Number 9, John Koskinen. Who's John Koskinen?
He's the IRS chief.
He's the IRS.
Oh, he's the one we want to, yeah, impeach him. Get rid of him. I forgot it. It was another guy was there. Kim Jong-un is number 8. We ought to impeach him, too. Number 7, Colin Copernicus. He ought to be impeached. Number 6, I don't know, impeach all these people. Vladimir Putin, get rid of him.
Impeach him.
Impeach.
Number 5, Colin Powell. Impeach him.
Impeach him.
Number 4, Bill Clinton. Oh, he's
impeach.
Already
impeached.
He's already been
number
impeached.
Number 3, Barack Obama. Impeach him.
Why not?
Hillary Clinton. Impeach her. Donald Trump. Impeach him. So the story about John Boehner this week, former Speaker of the House, big smoker, joined the board of Reynolds American, the big tobacco company. $100,000 a year as a board member. There you go.
Whoa.
That's all? Nice. Oh, just as a board member. So he goes in twice a year.
Yeah. Paul Ryan had to have the office fumigated after Boehner got out of it because of the smell in there. 10 minutes for the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Talk time and a list of the top five technology items for this week. That's our job here. My job is to be the big voice announcer. Victoria Keelan's job is to actually give you the meat behind the story. So at number five, we focus on Apple. Take a bite out of the big apple, or small apple, or medium-sized apple. Let's go, Victoria. Where are we going with this?
Well, it's kind of a no Apple at this point. Apple hit the brakes this week on self-driving cars. And, you know, for the last, it must at least be a year, they've been talking about doing this. And now it looks like they are slowly backing away from that plan. They're no longer going to produce their own self-driving car. Of course, Tesla has had a lot of headlines that aren't so positive, but Tesla's moving forward with improving on their software. So it looks like now Apple is just going to do the software component and then maybe sell that to other car companies. I think Volvo had said they want to have a self-driving car. Ford has talked about it by 2020. And I think Volkswagen, too, they're also talking about it. So Apple, I think this is probably a smart move for them to not have to do their own full car and just stick to the software, which is what they're probably best at.
Yep, it is what they're best at. Well, who am I? Am I a technology expert? Maybe not, but that sounds, I'll give that a thumb up. Number four this week on the top five tech list.
Well, speaking of thumbs up and down, people gave Facebook a big thumbs down this week after switching from the algorithm to, or from a human to the algorithm for their trending news. Now, after 9/11, they had some conspiracy theories that were posted as actual news stories. A lot of people got offended. It's obviously still a very sensitive topic with a lot of people. And when that stuff started hitting in the trending news section of Facebook this week, now people are demanding that a human comes back and isn't going to be in charge once again of what's trending on Facebook. So Facebook is, they're trying to figure out what they should do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been sort of stuck. They are trying to figure out how to keep up with all the rest of the competitors, if you will. Okay, so we had Apple And then we had Facebook. Let's go back to Apple for number three.
Well, the iOS 10 finally landed this week. We had the new iPhone 7, of course, which comes preloaded with iOS 10. And now if you are a current Apple user, desktop or any other software, you can now download the iOS 10. And there's some really good updates with it. Apple Maps is no longer a joke, apparently, which it was in the beginning. And if you have an iPhone, you can finally delete the apps that are preloaded when you buy it, especially ones like Compass and Stocks, Reminders, and the Apple Watch app if you don't have an Apple Watch, which makes a lot of sense that you could finally delete those.
Number two this week in the list of top five tech stories.
The Seattle Times did an investigation earlier this week on LinkedIn, and it turns out LinkedIn has kind of a sexist algorithm, if that's even possible for a computer to be sexist. But they say that when you went on LinkedIn this week, apparently they did fix this very quietly, but if you typed in Stephanie Williams, and that was a name you wanted to link up with, you would only get Stephen Williams as a result. And the interesting thing about that is every time you typed in a woman's name, it would automatically suggest that you had a male name instead. So if you wanted to search for Danielle, it would only give you Daniel. And it keeps trying to auto-correct you as you go through. And so now the BBC reported this week that they have changed their algorithm and it will no longer suggest any other names. So if you go in and just type in anybody's name, it's not going to try to tell you what to do anymore. So LinkedIn is less sexist a little bit this week.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting thing. If you're trying to find someone, it's very frustrating. Autocorrect, as we all know in our lives, autocorrect is very, very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And to have LinkedIn try to force the issue on you, it's not a good thing.
Number one this week in technology.
This is a big story for Twitter. Twitter is about to get a lot longer. Starting Monday, the 19th, the 140-character limit of Twitter is no longer going to be infringed upon if you add any other media. So if you have any GIFs or photos, video links that you want to share, if you want to quote another person's tweet, it no longer cuts into what you're allowed to now do as an original 140-character tweet. So it makes life a lot easier on Twitter. This has been a big, big complaint for Twitter users for a really long time. And I don't know what took them so long, but we finally got Twitter to listen to us. So now 140 characters plus all the media you want to post.
Right. All the media that's fit to post right there. All right, thank you. That was a good job. Victoria Keelan with the top five list. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.